The northern region is located in the Yukon, Northwest Territories, Nunavut, northern Quebec and the most extreme tip of Labrador and Newfoundland. Sometimes, when people think of Canada, they vision in their heads our northern region. In fact, our northern region is the entire landscape of Canada, which is north of the 60N parallel latitude. This area is very unique compared to the rest of Canada. Some facts about this region. First of all, the northern landscape is a combination, mix, of the Cordillera, plains and the Great Canadian Shield. Remember when you are studying the north to include the main features found in these three regions and apply them to this region. Secondly, this is the only landscape where there is permafrost, the ground is frozen all year. In the summer the top layer of the landscape, a few centimeters, may thaw and this often forms lakes or swamps. The permafrost directly affects the types of housing or shelter and transportation. Thirdly, ice caps or glaciers, fjords, barren tundra, pingos, huge mounds of solid ice, treeline, northern lights, aurora borealis, and the polar ice pack, permanently frozen sea ice, are just a few of the unique features found in this landscape. Fourthly, the unique tilt of our Earth's axis gives this region 6 months of constant sunlight and then 6 months of continual darkness. It would be very confusing to look at clock during the summer months. It would read midnight but the sun would still be shining. How would this climate affect people in the north? How would it affect the structure of their shelters? And lastly, because of the unique landscape and climate conditions, extremely cold in the winter months, this area of Canada has the lowest human population in Canada. As in the interior plains and the Cordillera, the majority of the people will live where the land is level and or where there is a water source nearby. As previously stated, water is a source of food, communication, recreation as well as transportation. Other sources of transportations will include the use of trains, trucks, boats, snowmobiles, small airplanes and even dog sleds. Traveling by dog sled would be so cool. As more and more people move up to this beautiful region of Canada, the more varied its economy becomes. More people moving in means more jobs. The strong influences of the oil and gas industry is evident in the surroundings on land and in the water. Huge offshore drilling rigs may be found off our coastal regions. Hunting, trapping and fishing are also crucial to the northern population as well as other Canadians. Since the Cordillera and the Canadian Shield are also two regions found in the north, remember these are rocks and we always mine our rocks to produce useful minerals which we use in our everyday life. In the north, zinc, lead, diamonds and gold are some of the minerals that we find. A thing to look up: try to research the fabulous history that surrounds the gold rush in the 1880s. Whole communities sprang up overnight because of the greed of gold. This region of Canada celebrates the beauty of our Aboriginal cultures past and present. The Aboriginal people show us the elegance and extreme harshness of this northern landscape in their celebration of the arts. This region's diversity, uniqueness and water formations strengthen our Canadian economy.